So I want you to take your Bibles, turn back to those first 14 verses in the book of Romans, chapter 6. Dragan, thank you again for reading our text this morning. I think by and large, when we think about death, we think about death as a bad thing. So children, all of our kids that are here this morning, how many of you have had a pet die? A pet, yeah. Ashley, which one died? Clucky, your chicken. Jack. Wait, what? Your cat. Oh, yeah, we've had a couple of those as well. Daniela. Multiple goldfish and one cat. I hope the one cat didn't contribute to the death of some of the goldfish. All right. Oh, there's some hands back there. Yeah, Liliana, you had a fish die. Sadie? Oh, a lot of fish death, yeah. Nina? Oh, say it again, please. Oh, no. Were you going to say the same thing, Vincent? Oh, okay. Yeah, and you know, when our pets die, that's a sad thing, right? Yeah, yeah, we cry about that. We're sorry about that. And it's even sadder when people we know and love die. It can also be very sad and very scary when people we don't know die and we hear about that. Like when we hear of people being shot, or people dying in hurricanes or tornadoes. But there is a kind of death that is a good thing. There is a death that leads to life. Can you imagine that? Yep, that's what the Apostle Paul says to us in this letter, in this part of the letter, to the Roman church. He says there is a death that leads to life, and that's a God thing. So children, I want you to help me to preach this sermon this morning. So when I say death to life, you shout back at me, it's a God thing. Okay, can we practice that? So when I say death to life, you say, okay, let's get this together now. we're going to hear from the children first, and then adults, as they inspire you, you can join in. Kids, I want to just hear from all of you in your best outdoor voice, because that's where we're going to be after worship this morning. When I say death to life, you say, there we go. It's a God thing. And we're going to learn about that this morning in the minutes that follow. Death to life. Yeah, it's a God thing. But not just any death. There's only one death that leads to life. And that's the death that Jesus died for all of us on the cross. That's what the Bible tells us. We know from the Bible that Jesus died on the cross so that our sins, the bad things that make us stay away from God, that separate us from God, so that they could be forgiven. And when we believe, when we trust that God loves us and forgives us of all of our sins, and we spoke about that last Sunday, we get joined to Jesus. The Bible says we are joined to Jesus in his death. And Paul goes on to write that that happens when we are baptized. The Bible even says we were buried with Jesus when we are baptized. Now, what does that mean? Well, I think in its simplest terms, it means our old way of life, of living life apart from God, of doing those things that God hates, because those things hurt others or hurt ourselves. That's what gets buried. That's what gets buried. That's what dies when we join ourselves to Christ in faith and when we mark that in baptism. Now, one of the ways throughout the history of the church people have been baptized has been to go down into a pool of water and then to rise up again. And those that are baptized in that particular way, going down into this pool of water is a kind of drowning. It's a kind of burial. And what dies, Paul says, when we go down, is our sinful self, living life apart from God. But that's a death that leads to life, because death to life is what? It's a God thing. It's a God thing. Paul says we go down in the waters of baptism and we are buried. And the Bible says, excuse me, we do that in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too then might live a new life. There is no resurrection, no being raised to new life without that kind of death. But when we die to our old sinful way of living, we are raised to new life because death to life, it's a God thing. It's a God thing. Now, I have a picture I want to show you. It's a picture I found first in our brother Klein's book called Who God Says We Are. There it is. It's a picture of places where people were once baptized. These places were built a long time ago where followers of Jesus gathered to be baptized, and they were built in countries where Paul and others told people about Jesus. So, Jack, what is the shape of these places where people were baptized? What's that shape? Yeah, that's right. It's a cross. It's a cross. And do you see the steps in the cross? Yeah, see, people were baptized in places shaped like a cross. They are given a new life centered in the cross of Jesus, in whose life they had now entered into. And so when we become followers of Jesus, we too are given a new life. We're given a new identity. And that is who you are now in Christ. In baptism, one of the things baptism communicates is we become one with Jesus. And we become one with Him as we participate in His death in order that we might share in His resurrection. That is the death that leads to life. Death to life? It's a God thing. It's a God thing. Paul writes about that in the 6th verse of Romans chapter 6. If we have been united with Him like this in His death, we will certainly be united with Him in His resurrection. And what Paul goes on to tell us in these Bible verses that Dragan read earlier this morning is that the death you died is to a way of life apart from God. And so, when you want to go back to that life, and we know that as we walk as followers of Jesus, there are always those struggles and those temptations to go back to that way of life. Paul wants us to consider ourselves dead to all of that. Dead to all of that. When you want to do those things that might feel really good at first, but really only hurt others or hurt yourself, remember, you are dead to that way of life. You are dead to that way of life. And choose rather, Paul says, to give yourselves every day to the new resurrection life of Christ. Live the life of Jesus because you died with Jesus when you joined him in faith and in baptism. Now, it's important to know that when you died, when you came to faith in Christ and you received the sacrament of baptism, or in some cases in the other order, when you were baptized and then came to faith in Christ, it's important to remember the real you did not die. The real you did not die. It is the real you that comes to life in the death of the corrupted you, because now you know just how much God loves you and how much God is for you. So unlike when our pets die, this death is not a bad thing. There is a death that leads to life. And when we die to a life lived apart from God, that death leads to life. Death to life? It's a God thing. Thanks be to God. Amen.